What were your worries and concerns coming into this year regarding the spiritual life of a student?
I think, my immediate thought to that, the word that came to mind was connection. When a student has to be quarantined or isolated because of COVID, just the connection piece, I think, is really been difficult to navigate. For Pete's sakes, how long did we have to shelter in place when this first came out? And I lived in my basement and worked from my basement. We were working from home, the orders that we were under for the first 3 to 4 months, not knowing where this was going to go and how big it was going to get. And, we've started to manage it a little bit better late summer, maybe, which enabled us to be here for this year, right? So the good thing is we wear masks because we're here, right? It enabled us to be here. But, I see everything working together. I think the losing chapel is, shock, the chaplain's going to say losing, but I think it's a huge piece. I think it's way bigger than any of us realize to not have those 2 days a week when we're all together in the same room. And the way I like to say it is we create a shared vision with a common language. So everyone gets to talk about the same thing, whether you like it or not. Right? You leave chapel and you either kick it to the curb, or it's something that's been really compelling and a lot of students will talk about a speaker or a message that really spoke to them. And I think that's missing. We haven't been able to do ministry trips, domestic or international. We have 200 students every year, 10% of our student population, that travel all over the world doing ministry trips. We've lost those now for 2 years, and we've lost a component of our student ministries just because of the limits and mitigations from COVID. So it's not just the connection piece for us either, but how has it affected our students that work in local churches? How has it affected our students that want to go on ministry trips? How has it affected our students that want to be involved in student ministries? So it certainly has affected us. You guys didn't have open dorms till halfway through this semester, which I know is a huge piece for you guys, right? To be able to cook dinner and eat it in an apartment. And it seems small, but it's not insignificant, is it? Those just because something's small like that doesn't mean it's insignificant. So I think all of those pieces, the connection piece relationally has been huge for me. It's been the piece that I've missed the most.
What was the behind-the-scenes process for you like coming back into this year?
Well, a lot of uncertainty. I remember in May, June, the conversations were, in the fall, are we going to be able to do live in-person chapel? Is it going to be limited if we can? Do we have to record everything? How do we do that? So, obviously that's kind of first and foremost for me, because the other things were kind of on the back burner. If you can't be engaged with people relationally, well, you can't do student ministries. You can't do a ministry trip. Nobody was flying anywhere in August. So for me, it was the questions about chapel and what that looked like for us, because it also determined who we asked to come speak. Because last fall, what we decided to do was use a lot of faces that were already familiar to students, because it was all pre-recorded. And you know this as well as I do. People were screen fatigued. So we're asking you after, because in the fall, a lot of your classes were online, they were hybrids. So we expected you guys for another hour a week to watch a screen. And it was difficult. It was hard. And viewership was, honestly, it was really low. And the farther into the semester we got, it was worse. It was worse. Because you guys were staring at a screen enough of it. Well, so was I. I didn't want to look at a screen for another 45 minutes any more than students did. So a lot of it had to do with it. And then we didn't even find out until after we left in the fall. When you guys left for Thanksgiving and you went home for that extended break, we didn't find out till after that break happened that we could do live in-person chapel, because that's when the guidelines and mitigations started to loosen. So we found out that as long as everyone was 6 feet apart wearing masks in Centennial Chapel, that we could have live in-person chapel, which is what enabled us to do the 4 class chapels this semester, which all 4 of them, kudos to the students, we had over 400 attend each of those 4. Matter of fact, the freshmen had over 6. You think, I think the freshmen maybe betrayed all of our hearts a little bit. That was their first chapel, was that Sunday night, the first Sunday night of this semester. You know, the things that we take for granted like that, I think. So, you know, we're able to get 400 and some odd number of people in Centennial Chapel. So obviously we broke guidelines for the freshmen, but it's a lot better this semester to speak to students in the room. Whether there's 150 or 450, it doesn't matter to me. Live bodies in the room make all the difference. So a lot of it had to do with just the logistics of chapel. There was kind of a given that we were going to be limited with student ministries, although some of them have been able to happen this year. We've been able to partner with Salvation Army and do some things, and tutoring and mentoring happens on a limited basis. So some things we can do, some things we can't, but it's changing and it's getting better, and we're learning how to navigate this and remain healthy. So we're planning for the fall, everybody to be in the room together, two chapels a week. Some people hate that, but it's who we are, right? It's a part of our culture here. September 1st, fall of 21, everybody be back in a room together. We'll get to hear from our new university president, Dr. Chenoweth. That'll be a pretty cool day.